Hello and welcome to 98% Pure Potato, the podcast. This is John Griffith speaking. This week I thought I'd continue the theme of looking at ideas which often come from agencies, mechanics I think I would call them, but the way in which these can often stray and blur lines where something which is supposed to be working as a promotional mechanic actually becomes more like a product, and one of the reasons why these things either don't work well or never fulfill their potential. It's because they've stopped being one kind of thing and turned into another. Let me explain. The example I'm thinking of was for a client some years ago. It was a hair colouring brand. And one of the solutions that came out of the research project that I ran with them was this idea of using a CD as a timer. Now, the point about hair colouring is that it's a messy process. It's not particularly pleasant. To avoid making a mess, it's probably best colouring your hair in the bathroom, but that's really boring because you've got to stand there for a long time. So most people put the stuff on in the bathroom, but then we'll go and sit in the living room in another part of the house, and they're effectively killing time, which is why people often like doing it together. That seemed to be an opportunity because one of the big uncertainties about hair colouring is dependent on your hair colouring, how long you leave it. Why not introduce a timing device? Cue a CD. Of course, it would work equally well with a playlist or something which is precisely timed, where you could communicate to people when exactly they needed to put the fixer to fix the hair colouring. And seemed like a great idea, but the issue was that because of how much it would cost to do it, it would really need to be paid for. And one of the attractive things, at least to me, about it was that if you're talking about hair colouring costing around this £10 mark, this was a way in which one could substantially hike the price of a hair colouring product because people would buy the playlist, in effect, and they would be able to trade in the playlist for a new one. And this timing device, in effect, was also an entertainment device, and the two things blurred with each other. It seemed like a great idea at the time. The client never had a chance of implementing it because they just weren't big enough. What it needed to do was become a new product launch with a lot more money behind it, and to follow through with trade support, proper distribution, and then to communicate a different way of thinking about hair colouring to their existing customers. So given that the brief was to try and get people to engage more with this product, I would argue that it was not a promotional idea, but a product idea, and therefore it didn't fit. But I give that as an example because I've just been looking at some of the campaigns which have been shortlisted, if not actually winning Cannes Lions in the advertising festival this year. And there was one in particular for Burger King in the States, which was a promotional mechanic, which it seemed to me was in danger of getting too big for its boots. Although I would argue that it did actually stay a promotional mechanic. Here's the idea. So here's, if you download the Burger King app and you download it in a McDonald's store, the major competitor, then there's a chance for you to get hold of a Whopper at a nominal price. Obviously, that means you've got to go to McDonald's to get the app to work, and then you go to the Burger King. So in effect, it's a way of getting people not to sell extra Whoppers, though it seemed to be presented as if that was the point. The main point is to get people to sign up on the Burger King app in a way which is much more interesting, and actually signing up on the Burger King app in your main competitor's store is a lot more interesting than getting people to do that anywhere else. So, great idea, but the promotional mechanic was not to sell burgers, but to get sign-ups on the back of which you should be able to get a lot more sales down the line. Now, that wasn't about product. It wasn't a product idea, but I think it did run a serious risk that McDonald's would simply retaliate and do exactly the same promotion, downloading a McDonald's app into Burger King stores to encourage people to go back to McDonald's, where the whole thing would cancel out, and the one with the biggest distribution network and the highest advertising budget would win out. It was zero sum. But that was also an interesting example for me of something starting to blur the lines. Was this really a good promotional idea, or was it actually a sign-up idea to do something in terms of CRM rather than something which was promoting burgers in the first instance? So it would have quite a temporary effect. And I'm putting all this together because ad agencies need to decide whether they are communication specialists or if they are innovation factories that are coming up with product type ideas which stray across into client territory. Now, of course, if these ideas are any good, they should be able to sell them to clients Frequently, the clients take the ideas, pay nothing for them, may use them as part of a promotional campaign, and they never really get to the scale of which they're capable, not unless the client really, really takes it seriously. And usually, innovations which are originated client-side do far better because they have proper investment and planning to take it to the next level. I wrote an article for AdMap some time ago, which was suggesting that the IPA should set up an award for any agency in a given year, which had generated the most income from an idea. It doesn't have to be a product idea, it could be a promotional idea, which the end customer was willing to pay for. When there's so much free content and so many freebies, it seems to me that if you're going to stray into the territory of product apps, then at the very least, you should find a customer who's willing to pay for it. It might be your client, but realistically, if you could persuade ordinary people to like something so much, it could be as simple as a cuddly toy. I wonder how much money VCCP has made from their Meerkat campaign, not the advertising, but the merchandising around it, and whether they've been able to successfully license that idea, or if the benefit has gone entirely across to the client. But for us to get into this area, unless it simply becomes a series of stunts which make their way towards Cannes once a year, the danger is we have a series of half-assed product innovations which never get that far, which don't drive a significant amount of promotional behaviour because there simply isn't the investment behind it. Usually, you're going to have to spend as much money promoting your promotional idea as actually creating that promotional idea in the first place, because otherwise people don't get to hear about it. And funnily enough, going viral doesn't happen nearly as often as you think. So this idea, which doesn't seem to have gone anywhere, is that we think a lot more seriously about how we create value for the end customer as communications people, because ultimately if the customer values it and is willing to pay for it, then the question of who owns it, namely the agency that came up with the idea or the client that owns the brand which is bought into that idea, it could be a lot clearer. But for now, clients that have developed revenue streams from advertising campaigns which were not related to the core product have often done very well, but agencies have pulled back on actually monetizing themselves. But I just want to conclude by making that distinction between what I would call a promotional mechanic, something which is really good at increasing take-up and sales of the products themselves, and those which are in effect a new product stream, a new revenue stream separately. It'd be great if agencies got into that, but it would seem to me that there's very few examples of agencies which have ever made money as paid for by customers with product ideas. So I would say stick to the knitting and focus on promotion. But I'd be interested to hear any feedback or thoughts that you might have on this. Do contact me if you want to discuss it further. Thanks very much for listening.